Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wow, it's so glorious to come here once again this morning. I'm enjoying myself with the four kinds of judgments, and I know you are as well. Well, today we are going on to the judgment of the sheep and goat. We've done a lot concerning the Bema's judgment, and I believe you understood it. If you didn't understand anything, kindly send us a question and we'll reply your question with a glorious answer, either to your mail personally, or we'll answer it and put it on the website for you, in Jesus' name. Now, the judgment of the sheep and goat is found in Matthew chapter 25, verse 31. And this one also does not have to do with believers. It has nothing to do with believers. This one is not for believers. Completely not for believers. Amazingly. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 25, I'm reading from verse 31. It says, "And when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory." So, Jesus will come to this earth. Okay? There's a way things function. And I don't want to go into it also. We don't have enough time. Jesus is going to come from the heavens. And when he comes from the heavens, you come with his holy angels, with you and I, okay, believers. We'll come with him. We'll be sitting on white horses. If you read in Revelation chapter 19, you see it. Okay, let me read it to you so that you understand it very well. So I understand what the word angels there mean. So Revelation chapter 19, and I'm reading from verse 7. This is very interesting. It says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints." That's a marriage called the marriage of the Lamb, okay, that you and I are going to be involved in. And we are going to be involved in that marriage, okay, because we are born again and because of the works that we have done. So the Bema Seat judgment comes before the judgment of the sheep and goats, okay. Now, when Jesus takes us through the rapture, we go to heaven. We all experience that Bema Seat judgment. We'll be given our rewards. After being given our rewards, we'll go in to sup with him. We'll go for the marriage. And the marriage is actually between us and him, because the church is his wife. The church is supposed to become his bride and consequently become his wife. So the reference to the wife here is actually the church. He says, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready." You see, so Jesus is not coming because you and I are not ready. If we are ready, he'll come for us. He says his wife has made herself ready. "And to her," that is the church, "was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. He said unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, These are the true saints of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See that thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." Now, all these things mean something. But unfortunately, I can't do it on this platform. It's so intensive. It's so amazing. Okay? There are technicalities with it. Hallelujah. But I'll not say all those things in this particular broadcast. Maybe some other time we'll go into it. Then, in verse 11, it says, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he does judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire." You know, he's talking about Jesus. "And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God." We know he's talking about Jesus. "And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses." Now, I want you to see the armies. He says, "The armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean." Have you seen it? They were clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Now, the fine linen, white and clean is the same clothes that the wife was wearing. So the wife becomes the army that follows Christ and comes with Christ from the heavens into the earth. I don't know if I'm making sense. Hallelujah. He says, "And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean." Hallelujah. Now, go back to Matthew chapter 25. We're reading verse 31. So, the angels he was talking about here was actually you and I coming with him in white linen, fine and clean, on white horses, coming with him. Hallelujah. He says, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right," which are the sheep, right? "On his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was anhungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee in anhungered and fed thee? Or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in? Or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me." Who are the brethren of God? The brethren of God that is are the Israelites. Hallelujah. So Jesus will come and take you and I away. We'll receive our rewards. Then we'll come with them as his army. When we come with them as his army, who destroyed the work of the devil, and all those who helped Israel during the Great Tribulation, during the 7-year period of the Great Tribulation, and helped the Israelites, who are the brethren of the Lord, will be declared as being righteous by Jesus Christ, and they'll be given the opportunity to inherit the earth for 1,000 years, because Jesus will be coming to reign on earth for 1,000 years. And those who persecuted the Israelites during that period will be described as goats and destroyed. Hallelujah. So that's the judgment of the sheep and the goat. Okay. So let me go on. Let me read it to you again. Let me read from verse 41. It says, then shall he say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was anhungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not, thick, and in prison, blah, 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 blah. Then he shall say unto them in verse 45, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did not unto one of the least of these, you did not unto me. Who are those? The Jews. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. So this judgment is for the nations of the world who don't believe in Jesus. But Jesus will come. The nations of the world who are there during the Antichrist's time. But Jesus shall come down, and when he comes down, he shall judge them. He shall separate them. Those who helped his brethren, who are the Jews, will be made to inherit the world for 1,000 years. Those who didn't will be destroyed in the lake of fire. Hallelujah. I hope you get it. I'll see you again tomorrow. I love you very much. God bless you. Bye-bye.